This episode is sponsored by BetterHelp.
Hi, so we're in it on season 5. How have we been liking the episodes? Laura and I have been having so much fun talking about things we haven't discussed for the podcast and just really diving into topics we think you'll like. Right, Laura?
Yep.
So today we're going to talk about social detoxing. So after many months of just going in on the social gatherings and really not doing that much alone, I definitely have had moments where I need to reel it in. I feel a bit exhausted. My poor little introvert heart is definitely telling me I need to spend some time alone, get in there, do some inner deep work. And so I know Laura is definitely feeling the same, right, Laura?
Yeah, I mean, Liz is such a Pisces. I'm like, this is definitely her topic, and I'm all about talking about it because my body is feeling tired. It's feeling like ready to hibernate, and I need some chill, like, and conserve my energy as much as possible for the season. So yeah, I'm all about social detoxing right now. I'm all about it.
Well, it's weird because for the first time ever have I heard you say, like, whoa, I need some time. Like after this, like I don't want to see too many people. And I've never heard you say that. So what exactly led you to say that? Because that's a big change.
Yeah, I mean, if you guys listened to our last podcast about Virgo Pisces relationships, which we talked about, we could dive more into that. But I realized like my Virgo self, I overextended myself. I definitely over-socialized and I overbooked myself again. But, you know, I think that it's totally fine. I mean, I got sick after COVID. I got sick again. I got the flu and my body definitely paid for it. And I just like, I'm ready to give some tender loving care to myself this upcoming season. So let's dive into social detoxing.
Yeah. Okay. So for me, I definitely, like we just have been saying, I definitely overextended myself as well. All throughout the year, I had had a lot of moments of solitude and just a lot of moments to really go deep. And so when we entered these last 6 months, I just wanted to catch up with everyone that I hadn't really seen. And so we went into a mode of doing everything in groups because why not just lump everyone together? And it really took a toll on me. I just felt unbalanced. I felt like I wasn't really giving myself the attention that I needed. And so then I started looking for that attention in other places. But realizing now that people and friends can't give me the attention that I can give myself. So I kind of have come to that after just this social detoxing that I've been doing for the last few weeks and just really coming to terms with what I need and what I don't need. But we're going to dive into some little tips and things that I've been doing to bring myself down.
Ooh, I love that, Liz. Making a little list of like goals that I want to invest for myself this upcoming season, whether it be small goals like, you know, saving for something important or learning a new language or hitting the gym more often and going after like my body goals and health goals that I've been trying to reach. Like I'm really trying to just like figure out, you know, what's going to make me happy in the next like 6 months coming up, you know?
That's awesome. Yeah, that's super important. That's definitely something I've been doing as well, just journaling. And the journaling helps me figure out what my intention is for the next few months, what it is that I'm working towards. So journaling, I think, is a really good thing to do after just outputting so much energy. And life moves so fast. You know, don't get me wrong, I had an amazing time throughout these months, laughing and eating and crying and just doing the most. But yeah, sometimes you just have to process and digest and really think about all the things that you did do and how much beauty it brought you. And then also decide, hey, what did I like about that? That felt good and I want to do more of. And what didn't I like about that I don't want to do more of? So journaling and like Laura said, writing down goals is super helpful.
Yeah, I love that, Liz. Yeah, and just a time for reflection, I think. I think that's what autumn really, fall seasons or any type of seasons that you guys go into is like definitely reflect.
Yeah, reflecting. I think that that's definitely one of the biggest things that I've learned this year, that reflecting and digesting life is really, really powerful and potent and an amazing thing to add to your daily routine because, like I just said, so many things happen and we are moving so fast and we have so many distractions like social media posts and text messages and calls and things fall. And I don't know, it's just hard to really keep track of the beautiful things that happen. So definitely write those things down.
Yeah. And since we're talking about like goals and writing intentions down and journaling, things that I like to use when I mentor my clients, I really like to create a life wheel. And it's basically you draw a wheel and put all the different sectors of your life that's within that wheel. And within that wheel, it could be, you know, it basically is showing that where you focus your energy on, where you're spending more time, and you basically adjust it by where the more energy needs to go and where more care needs to go in your life as well. So in our life wheel, we have so many different spokes in the wheel, right? We have our career, our friends, social, love, community, health, you know, things like that. So as humans, we could sometimes be obsessive over things where we exert too much time on maybe our career and our friends, and we don't give enough time for love or self-care, things like that. So it's really nice to just like write that wheel down, put all the different factors in your life and see where, which part of your life is getting too much energy and something that's lacking of. So definitely check it out. Try to rebalance your wheel, rebalance your time. As humans, we need these spokes to turn like a wheel. One side can't be flatter than the other as a wheel. It has air inside. So, you know, it's always good to just take a look at the wheel, see where energy needs to be taken from or added more into, so your life is more balanced. Because, you know, obviously want to have more balance in our life, you know? So it's really good to take the time to look at the wheel, make the wheel for yourself, and see what you need to recalibrate during your social detox.
Yes. Yeah. And when we're saying social detox, it's not like we're saying forget everybody. It's, you know, it just is saying make that time for yourself. Really value that time for yourself too. And if you're feeling the way that we're feeling, you have to recalibrate.
Yeah. Yeah. And, you know, I think it's just really important as well is just like, just to ask those questions through journaling or just ask yourself, you know, have that inner dialogue with yourself and see how much time you need for social detoxing as well. Give yourself a timeline.
Yeah. Yeah. So something else that's been helping me too, and which becomes difficult because everyone is so used to you showing up and being at all the different events and parties and gatherings, saying no, right? So you kind of move into this transitional part of going from saying yes to everything to now asking yourself, hey, is that something I really want to attend? So the power of no is really, really helpful. Really understand where you want to allocate your time. Like, where do you want to show up and where you don't want to show up? And coming into that power as you're socially detoxing from just a lot of energy is really potent. I know it can be difficult to say no. Laura, have you been struggling with that at all in this time? Or is it easy for you to just jump into different things? Or how are you feeling?
Hey guys, sorry to interrupt. Liz here. Let's talk mental health really quick. Who do you talk to help you navigate life's crazy unexpected turns? I had always been an advocate for therapy, but in my 30 years of living, I had never sat down with a therapist myself. That's until a friend recommended BetterHelp. I was curious how a virtual session would work. I've never been a big fan of talking about myself, but my therapist made me feel so comfortable that it was easy to open up my thoughts for discussion and dissection. If you've been curious like me, why not try a virtual session? And we have a special offer for our listeners to get 10% off the first month of BetterHelp. We'll include a link in the description of this episode, and with our exclusive link, you'll get 10% deducted off the package you choose. Take advantage of this great deal and visit betterhelp.com/consciouskitchenpodcast. That's betterhelp.com/consciouskitchenpodcast. Join the over 500,000 people taking charge of their mental health with the help of an experienced professional. Now back to the episode.
I don't know. I feel like this collective energy among my friends and family that it is time for solitude and self-care and nourishment. So I do feel like I'm not having to say no a lot. Maybe a no to my inner dialogue to be like, you don't need to go for a drink. You don't need to go out to a restaurant right now. You don't need to do any of that. You could just stay home, get my home ready for a cozy season at home, time for solitude, declutter my space, and like just try to simplify my life more than adding more onto it.
Yeah, yeah, I love that. Definitely life moves differently in Europe. I feel that in LA, things are still buzzing. There's still so many things happening, so much good music, so many good, amazing events. So that the invitations don't stop here.
Yeah. And I think for you, Luz, as well, it's like in-person like meetings can really be energy draining. So depending on depending on anyone else's career, like social detoxing as well, it maybe could mean like less in-person meeting and maybe more online digital meetings.
Yeah.
You don't have to like, you know, drive somewhere, spend expensive a car ride or Uber to the meeting, you know, meet someone up in like your pajamas online on, you know, what the pandemic taught us was like, it's okay to meet people on Zoom, FaceTime, or like Google Meet. I mean, it's a great way to still network with people and catch up with your friends and family, not totally isolating yourself, but also, you know, it's not a lot of strenuous like work to put on to go out. You know?
Oh, yes, for sure. Yeah, definitely deciding when you just want to call somebody and when you actually need to show up and hang out. So having those listed is definitely a good move. Something else that's been helping me is herbs. So I've kind of gotten back into my herbalism grind, but also this is a perfect time to just allow herbs to really work through me. The herbs really, as you drink them, as you work with them, they create changes in your body that you're so amazed by. So herbs that I've been drinking lately to just help tone down some anxiety, to help tone down like the energetic craziness that has been happening in my body is I've been drinking some Damiana, passion vine, lavender, lemon balm, tulsi. These are all really great to calm your nervous system and shift your consciousness. So if you're interested in giving those a try, definitely check them out. You can also make these as herbal smokes. So you can also smoke them and have some of the benefits just enter your body in a different way. But I have been drinking them as teas and infusions, and they've been helping my nervous system just calm down and definitely helping me fall into like a deeper sleep and more restful sleep. So that's something that's been helping me for sure.
That sounds beautiful, Liz. Yeah, thank you for sharing more of your herbalism. Liz has been taking her classes. It's so cool. I can't wait for her to dive more into her herbalism and also just like enjoying the beautiful ritual, creating your tea or rolling up your herbal smoke. You know, I'm sure you could find some like really easy YouTube videos on like how to make your herbal smokes and stuff too, if you guys aren't familiar with that. Yeah, and then just enjoy the slowness of a new season, you know?
Yes, it's the power of creating that routine, which you just said, Laura. It can really create big shifts in your day and big shifts in your mind. And that's like my next tip. Since basically creating and making my herbs is a part of now my routine, creating this new routine. So maybe have like a morning flow, a high sun afternoon flow, and then maybe an evening flow that'll kind of take you into the evening and calm you down. Having those moments of inner reflection on how you want your day to pan out is really helpful in this shift of going from super social to toning it down.
Yeah. That's great. And also like, don't be hard on yourself. And also like, if you are going to be doing a social detox, just let some people know within your inner social circle that you are going to be doing like a social detox and that you are going to go inward and handle some inner work, you know? And I think that's really cool. Just as much as you're hitting people up to go out or get a drink or like meet up, like you also can rely on your friends and like lean on your friends to let them know that, hey, you are going to be doing a social detox as well. And I think in our generation, it's like perfectly fine.
Yeah. Yeah. Right. Yeah. Definitely telling people, hey, I'm just not going to come out as much, but definitely I'll reach out when I'm ready. People are super supportive nowadays and everyone understands the need for true self-care and rest. And so just definitely tell them.
Love that. And so I guess if we talk about like boundaries, Liz, you talked about saying no and the power of no. Is there any other like boundaries you think you're creating for yourself in the upcoming season?
I definitely think this is going to be very unique and specific to me. I do have a pattern of cutting people out. Like if they show me things that I just don't like or that I feel like I can't be supported by. So definitely reprioritizing friendships and cleansing friendships is going to be one of like my boundary setting. Just kind of looking around and being like, all right, who made me feel good throughout this time? Who didn't really make me feel good throughout this time? And just setting that boundary of, okay, maybe I'm just going to pass on that person. Just you know, allocate my time to other places. So that's definitely one of the things that I'm doing to help set boundaries.
I think I'm right there with you, Liz.
What?
No way. Thank you for, you know, a lot of like emotions occurred in this, definitely this past season. And I definitely think that, you know, rumination on like friendships or family members or things like that, like, does it happen? And it's just like, man, we don't have to hold on to that kind of stuff. We can let it go. We can use that energy for our passion projects. We can use that energy for other things. And I think that, you know, cleansing friendships and reprioritizing your priorities and values, I think, is going to be very important as far as just like boundaries and just like a new way of inner work.
Yeah, I'm so shocked to hear Laura say that. You have no idea. Because, I mean, I love how Laura holds her friends. And to me, it's like such an example of a true, loving, and committed friendship. And I always wish I could be like that. And I'm always on the other side thinking like, this person's not rubbing me right. Like, bye. So, I mean, you know, it's all about learning different things. It's as we have these friendships, we're investing so much time and so much energy into them. But there's so many other beautiful people that want our time and our energy. So sometimes when we give our time and energy to people that don't truly value it or don't really hold us to the place that we want to be held at, it's okay to say, okay, you know what? This isn't right for me. And I'm going to allocate that time to this other friend that really, you know, wants to invest in our friendship. So yeah. That's great, Laura. Thank you. Thanks for adding to that. I thought it was just
I'm right there with you, Liz. That was beautiful. So yeah, and other boundaries you could ask yourself with time while you're doing your inner work is like, talk about or ask yourself like how much time you want to just reserve for yourself every day, every week, etc. You know, it's always good to just like, it's cool to just say, I'm going to social detox, but at least maybe be specific with yourself. You know,
yeah.
You know, and also what takes priority when I'm dividing up your own free time, you know, so figure out like where you're going to put your free time and have intention with your free time when you are social detoxing. Also, if someone asks you, also, if you have a job and you have a collaborative type of work professionally, like what do you charge per hour and how will you decide what extra projects to devote time to, you know?
Right.
Things like that. So it's really good to just kind of set that out so you're not having this inner struggle or inner conflict with yourself. Just reserve that time for yourself. Devote the time and then your time with the intention as well. So
I think all the inner questioning and the journaling and the intentionality and change will really help you have those questions answered too and help you get to a place where you know yourself and you can advocate for the boundary that you want to set and really embody that and really go with what's going to make you feel good, what's going to feel nourishing to you, to your life, to your outlook, to your day to day. So for sure, those are great tips.
You are your own biggest project. The year is almost seem like it's about to end, but it really is just about to start. Just do the thing, do your social detoxing, set your boundaries and share this episode with a friend.
And keep questioning yourself. Keep asking yourself about why you might not want to set boundaries. And is there anything from your childhood that maybe makes you afraid of setting boundaries? It's really hard to learn the power of no. I know for me, it was we want to people please all the time. I'm definitely a people pleaser, not all the time. I definitely embody the people pleaser personality in different areas of my life. And so having those questions with why can't I set boundaries? And are these boundaries good? Just always have that inner dialogue. The inner dialogue is so great. Always working, always going to help you benefit and grow.
Yeah. Yeah. And just to trust the process as well, you know. And if you are going to be social detoxing, definitely get your place of living comfortable, you know, declutter your space, get some new cozy sheets or freshen up your sheets or footwear, stock up on your favorite teas or books, things like that, you know. So obviously you're going to have some things to occupy your time, but also time for reflection or just like binge watch on movies, like whatever makes you feel good, you know, like just do the damn thing.
Yeah, and don't forget to go out, step in nature, make some little animal friends, go hug a tree, make a tree as a friend, go volunteer, maybe make some new friends there or just who knows, but definitely lots of different things to give a try. And we'd love to hear from you too. Like, what's going on with you? Are you also feeling the need to detox socially? Have you been really busy these last few months? We definitely want to hear from you. So definitely check us out on Instagram at The Conscious Kitchen Pod. DM us, let us know your thoughts. And I want to know your tips too, because maybe I can implement them. So let me know.
Yeah. Thanks, guys. Thanks so much for listening to the podcast. Be sure to leave us a review. Please leave us a review. We're really trying to get up there more on the rating charts, trying to share our information and love to just more listeners and just build our community, because, you know, we're here for you guys. We do this podcast out of love, and, you know, our time creating this podcast to editing, to sourcing, to getting the right information to you guys, all free, all for out of love. And yeah, Conscious Kitchen Podcast, guys. Share this right now. Share the hyperlink. Share it right now. All right, guys. Thank you so much. And we'll see you on the next one.
Yeah, see you next time. Don't forget to subscribe. And we'll be having a guest next time. So look out to see who that's going to be. Okay.
Talk to you soon. Bye, guys.
Bye. Bye.
Besos.
And for our next episode, episode 50, we have something super special planned. A bunch of our favorite guests and topics all squeeze into one episode. So definitely look out for that.